chapter. And once you get there, you probably, some of you could quote it. Psalm 8. I can remember when I memorized it as a young boy. And it still has the punch that it did way back then. And we were going to Psalm the 8th chapter. And I can remember when our kids were in Bible quizzing, they were memorizing this. And I can remember my older kids memorizing it. Then when Isaac came along, I remember him. And then I can remember quoting it with some of our kids here, Bible quizzers. But this morning, Psalm the 8th chapter, verse 1 is where I want to start off with. Psalm chapter 8, verse 1. O Lord, are you glad that God is our Lord? O Lord, our Lord, he's mine. How excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens, way far beyond what you could see. But out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hath he ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. God blows the mind of many people. Amen. Messiah will connect to children, raise up children to be mighty warriors. Praise God. Verse 3. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, and the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. When I look at the complexity of the universe. Verse 4. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and have crowned him with glory and honor. You see, God has made man to put glory and honor there. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field and the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. Verse 9, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Back to verse 4. What is man that thou art mindful of him? What is man that God, that you would pause and think of me and be mindful of my life? We are small, but yet not forgotten. Are you thankful for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Lord, we thank you for the word today. Thank you for your blessings, your goodness, your mercies, God, everything you've given to us. We love and we praise you. We're just delighted today that you're our Lord and our God, our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated today. Wow, what a God I have. Amen. A God who is mindful of me and you today. Amen. Today I want to just talk to us about a holy regard. A holy regard. That God is mindful, the great creator of galaxies and the universe and the things that we know as life. That he is mindful of us. In reading this, you will note that it says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? I want you to note with me, if you study that and put the microscope on it and you magnify what is there written, we know that God is mindful of creation. God knows the whole gamut of creation because he's the creator. But here, when it speaks of mindful of him, it's not just talking about mankind. But it's talking about individual. And how beautiful to know that in the mix of a world that is complex and a world that is so busy, I have a God who is mindful of me. Amen. We have a God who's mindful of you and I. Amen. Who knows us. Amen. And, you know, many times I like to watch people that could do great things, that do multiple tasking. Amen. There's some people got it together. I can't multitask. Have you ever seen somebody who had that ability? They could almost be, amen, in a tower, amen, at an airport directing and saying, land this thing here. And all at the same time, they probably could be a short order cook and say, cheese on that burger. At the same time, they could be the one that, is over here taking care of this problem and that problem and that problem. It blows my mind to watch somebody who can multitask. I can't do it, but I got a God who can. Amen. But in his multitasking, it does not begin to distract him because he's God. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful, but he's also all-knowing. And when we know that God is all-knowing, it means that we're not lost in the crowd of creation, but we're loved in the center right of God's attention. Are you glad that God has his attention on you today? God's not missing, friend, what you're missing. God sees your heart. He knows your thoughts. He knows your ways. Amen. He has a regard of your life. Amen. I love the scripture in Psalm 139 that says this. It says, how precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Amen. The total of them. God, his omniscience, his ability to know all things, is not a cold knowledge. It's a personal care. Amen. His thoughts are innumerable and affectionate. And friend, it's not surveillance that God has, but it's shepherding. Are you thankful that God is our shepherd, not just our surveillance system? Amen. You ought to give the Lord a hand of praise that he knows what's going on. Hallelujah. I'm glad it's not just surveillance, to where God's just watching the camera of his mind and just taking notes, but God is my great shepherd. Hallelujah. Grace is that outcome of God's divine deliberation of trying to know us and his plans to be mindful of our lives. Amen. Isaiah said this in 55 of Isaiah, verse 8 and 9. He said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways. I'm thankful that God has a supreme way of working, even though we don't even feel it, see it, or know it. God is at work. Hallelujah. How beautiful to know these things, to know that God, amen, is not distracted. Amen. He's attentive. Amen. And he's knowledgeable, and his knowledge is personable. Amen. It is also, amen, intimate and full of grace. I have a great God today that wants to be in my heart and my life, but he has me on his mind. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to just tell you today, you're not forgotten. You're not forgotten. How many's ever, when you was a kid, were lost in the store? You ever got lost from your parent and got lost in the store? Amen. Little boy got lost from his mother in a large department store. Well, I hate to say it, I got lost in a small department store. And the store back in those days was TGY. I don't know what TGY stood for, but my daddy always says it was toys, games, and yo-yos. TGY, a little small store in New Roads, Louisiana. I got turned around. Some other mama, you know, normal, all mama's kids, all three of us younger kids was right there in tow. But somehow or another, amen, I got loose. I got distracted. And before you know it, I was lost from my mother, amen, at that store, I think there in New Roads, Louisiana, if I can remember right. And, oh, I mean, I got so afraid. I ran to one aisle. Looked down at she was in there. Ran to the next. You know how to panic and you get scared and you start looking. Where's mama? Where's, oh, but did mama leave me? Didn't know. Surely my mama didn't leave me here in the store. And I got scared. Well, the little boy did the same thing. And pretty soon over the intercom system, even the employee said, we have a little boy looking for his lost mom. And within moments, that frantic mother came. Amen. And she found that son. She dropped to her knees and wrapped her arms around that little boy and whispered, son, I never stop looking for you. And I will never forget or leave you. To the boy, it felt like, mom, where did you go? Mom, did you leave me? But in truth, amen, he was never out of his mother's mind. Her thoughts has been fixed on finding him and locating him, just like our Heavenly Father. Amen. Sometimes we may feel overlooked, unseen, or lost in the crowd, but I'm glad that God knows where I'm at today. Amen. His thoughts are full on us. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 49, can a woman forget her nursing child? He said, no, I will not forget you. too, amen, I have graven thee on the palms of my hand. I want to tell somebody, I don't care how lost and distracted you may feel in life, amen, I got a God that knows exactly where you're at, amen, who sees what's going on, and who knows, even though you can't feel or understand, amen, what a wonderful God. And I can say with the psalmist, oh Lord, my Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. You ought to give the Lord another praise right now, that God knows what's going on. Woo, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. The power of God's mindfulness today makes me so glad. Amen, that God really wants us to make it. Amen. There is a mindset today that God is against humanity. God is after you. Amen. God is trying to stomp you down. And God is trying to get a fly swatter or a hammer and knock you out of the race and knock you out. And God is after you like a roach on a table. No, no, that's not my God. My God is not after me. My God is for me. Amen. My God's really, amen, for my well-being. Amen. A lot of people think that God has spite in him, that he wants to knock you out and just send you to hell. That's not my God. Amen. Vengeance of God. Amen. Oh, before there is every vengeance, I'm thankful for the grace of God, the goodness of God, the mercy of God, the plan of God. Are you thankful today that you got a God that really wants you to make it? He's not willing that any of us should perish, but that we should be saved. In other words, amen. Are you thankful that God don't need glasses today? God don't need a hearing aid today? God don't need a memory jolt? Amen. My God is on top of it today. My God is right here today, and he's ready to supply your need. Amen. What a wonderful Savior. And the power of knowing that God has it for you makes it all beautiful. You know, there's something about a power of a thought or being thought about. Human analogy, a simple text sometimes. On Sunday mornings, I get texts from pastors or an evangelist, an older retired pastor who's preaching. Brother Steve Franks, every Sunday morning, texts me. Whether he has it on automatic or not, it don't matter. Amen. I want to thank God for people that would just say, hey, y'all have a great service today. I just prayed for you. Thank God for that text. Sometimes thank God for a call. Somebody that calls you and says, hey, I just had you in my heart, my mind. I just want to call and just no big deal, just to say hello. Or message that I was thinking of you. And it could shift a person's emotional landscape to know that somebody was thinking about you. It communicates worth and awareness and connection and value when somebody drops a thought to you and just tells you, I've been thinking about you. You know, I heard recently of a person that was very wealthy. And, you know, in our business world, in our tech today, man, we got email, text, we got things that we send. And this person said he had an employee that while he was there, that he took the employees of this certain factory that he owned to lunch. And he said, one of those employees in that group sent him a personal thank you card in the mail and handwritten it and put his name on it and said, thank you for taking our group of people to lunch that day. The lunch was great, but the meaning was so far superb. When the man opened his mail, you don't get cards very much anymore. Mail is becoming the dinosaur. And he opened it up and he thought, who today in our world would take the time to send a thank you card? And he read it over and over again. In fact, he took it to his wife and he said, I want you to read this. And it bugged him and bugged him and bugged him that this man would take the time to take that card and write it and lick and stick a stamp, or not, it's more lick and stick, it's just peel, and send that little thank you card. that it kept bugging him that finally he said, I got to go back to that place. And he flew back to that city. He made arrangements to meet the person. And when he got to the factory, he picked the guy up and he said, I just want to take you again to lunch, but one-on-one this time. And the guy got in the car and he says, I want to thank you for sending that card. Nobody does that anymore. And the man that was there said, sir, he said, well, he said, I grew up in a home that we're taught to be thankful. We're taught to show our appreciation. And he said, I'm sure that everybody just tells you thank you, but don't demonstrate it. So I just felt I needed to send a card just like I was taught. And he took the man to lunch and they visited. And the whole time that was visiting, there was just something, a quality about this man's character. That the owner of this corporation said, how long have you been working for us? And the young man said, you know, I've been working about 10 years. He said, what's your position? He said, well, I'm the lead. I'm lead man. I take care of this shift. And he said, we work in your factory. Pretty soon, as he began to talk, he said, well, tell me about your family. He said, well, I have a wife. I have three children. And he said, yeah. He said, did you go to college or anything? He said, no. He said, I started working just as soon as I got married for this factory. And he said, I've been here ever since. And he said, well, tell me about your wife. And he said, well, my wife's a stay-at-home mom, and she works hard. We homeschool our kids, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It kept on going. Till finally, the owner of the corporation said, you know, you got qualities that I need. He said, how would you like to move to our corporate office? I need somebody to be over a new department that we just created called a thank you department. And friend, this man and his wife and kids were moved. And friend, he got a six-figure raise within a matter, all because of a thank you card. I want to tell somebody today, amen, look what we miss because we're not a grateful people. Are you thankful for the goodness of the Lord today? Oh, I want to thank God for the privilege today to be in his house. Amen. You ought to thank God that you have the breath to one more time crown God with honor. Amen. Hallelujah. Our God's the same way because God, amen, wants somebody to thank him, not just to thank him, but to connect to him and to know that, amen, he is God and he is a good God. He's not just a boss upstairs, but he's a mighty God. He's the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and he's really a friend to you. You ought to give the Lord a hand of praise today. Hallelujah. You ought to give God thanks today. Because he wants to move you up. God wants you to have a holy raise. He has high regards for your soul. And friend, those that thank God are those that are connecting to God. Amen. Praise God. The power. You know, our human thought. Amen. You know, it's amazing whenever somebody begins to think about us. But our thoughts fluctuate. Have you ever tried to do something and your mind was distracted and your thoughts fluctuate? But I'm going to tell you, God's thoughts are fixed. Amen. God's mind is not distracted. And we think of ourselves with regret. Amen. God, you know, we think about all the things we do. But I'm thankful today that when the Lord washes us in the blood, amen, and when we're redeemed, amen, God don't see what we see. Amen. I got regrets in my life. I got things I've done, foolish things. And I want to use the S word, the stupid things in my life that I did. Amen. And foolish thoughts, foolish things. And I regret those things. But Sister Allison, I have a God when he washes us and when he forgives us, amen, our past. He remembers us no more. What a mighty God that God doesn't dwell on what I dwell on. Amen. I look at my inadequacies. I look at all the things I didn't do and could have done and should have done. And the Lord, when I love him, goes, whoa, I can't help it. Amen. I can't help it.
It's kind of like a brand new person. Amen. When they get full of the Holy Ghost, amen, the glory of God falls on them. Amen. Oh, friend, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. There's something exciting. I want to tell somebody, God will never fail you or forsake you. God is looking for somebody to be reminded that He is God and you are on His mind. With mercy and grace. Amen. And I'm thankful for the word of God. The Bible says God's word is a two-edged sword. Man, that immediately we think of that scalpel, the word of God hurting. We think that God's going to hurt us, but that's not what the word of God says. For that word is quick. That word quick don't mean like fast. It means alive. It's a living word. And it's powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the divider, the son of the heart and the thoughts, and the son of the thoughts and the intents. Are you thankful that God, when He does surgery, amen, He don't do the hurting surgery. He does the helping surgery, the healing surgery. Amen. Your life that may go through, you may have gone through some things in your life that are terrible, but I'm thankful when the word of God starts working in you, the word gets down to the core and God is able to perform a transformation. God is able to transplant in your heart from sorrow to joy. Peace for all the troubles that you had, all the regrets in your rearview mirror. God is able to give you healing and victory over those things. Praise God. There's some people, amen, feel like they can't escape their past. But I'm glad that my Lord Jesus Christ will give you power, amen, to be set loose from your past. Hallelujah. I don't know why I'm talking to somebody today, amen, but the Holy God of heaven is. He's talking to you and telling you, don't let your past ruin you and rule you. Amen. When the blood of Jesus Christ has paid for you, you're not your own. You've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which is God's. Amen. Oh, friend, you ought to be thankful again today for the blood of Jesus Christ that He has you in mind. You know, the friendship of the Lord is amazing. The friendship of the Lord is amazing. Psalm 25:14, the fear of the Lord, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. And that friendship, the secret friendship, amen. Oh, we're not undercover Christians. Amen. And we don't believe in conceal and carry our light. We believe in open carry. Everywhere we go, we live for God. But, amen, there is a sacredness and a secret place in our life. Amen. Something is sacred to us and something is beautiful to us. Hey, I want to tell you that secret, the secret of the Lord here. Amen. The secret of the Lord is when you seek Him and you're not doing it for a crowd. You're not doing it to impress other people. You're not doing it to be on a stage. You're not doing it to be in front of somebody. You're doing it because you love Him and you appreciate Him and you take time, just you and Jesus, to have friendship. Amen. God begins to step in. God, friendship is for somebody who's become a worshiper, one who confides in God. When I don't open up to everybody about me, but I open up to Jesus Christ. Lord, I have a problem right here. I need help right here. It's okay to talk to God and be intimate with God and to be open with God and confide in God. That meaning of the word secret of the Lord means a confidential, intimate counsel. Amen. Oh, are you thankful that I could go to the Lord and talk to Him about it? Amen. My fears, my frustrations. There's a lot of people that want to express their frustrations to God. I feel like I may offend God if I tell Him how frustrated I am. No, you know what I do? I go to Him and say, God, I'm hurt. I'm frustrated. You ever been hurt? You don't mind telling somebody else, why don't you tell God, Lord, I've been hurt about this. And Lord, whether it's legitimate or just me, I need help with it. Instead of pouting, you could pout and do without. Or you can go to God and say, God, I need help. I'm glad today the Lord is able to heal. Let's go back to your childhood. When you were hurt, when you ran to your mama, isn't it amazing that there's something about the healing hands of mama's embrace? and her love. There's something about it. Such care you have. Your mama, I have my mama. Isn't it amazing? When we have needs, we're able to call 911 mama. And mama still, I'm telling you what. Today, such care, if there's something going on, your mom and daddy's there. You're probably a daddy's girl. I know you are a daddy's girl. But still, there's something about it, having somebody who cares and somebody that don't look at all your failures and all your crumbles of life, that looks at you as being theirs. I mean, your dad, your mom's the same way. My mom's back here the same way. I mean, you know, man, it's hard pastoring my mama. And it's hard living next door to my mama when my mama says, but I thank God for it. But there's something about that love of a parent, a love of somebody who will look beyond all the junk that we have, all the facade of humanity, all the different things, and will say, you know, and many times, amen, my mama's more protective. Amen. Our parents are protective of us. Amen. I'm glad I have a God that loves me that way too, that God would take care of me. And many times we don't want God to do it. We don't want God to say, you know, when my mama sees her, she's going to call me by my middle name, too. Did your mama, your daddy do that, too? Mm-hmm. When God begins to address me, I'm not in trouble with God, but God's trying to save me from trouble. Amen. Are you thankful that we have that kind of Savior today? Amen. Aaron, I don't know what your middle name is. Okay. When your mama used to say that whole name, Aaron Michael Phillip, amen, you knew something was happening or something was fixing to happen. You knew that you had a space there, a space of grace, because she called your name. And I'm thankful that God still knows your name and God is able to call you. Have you ever woke up in the middle of the night and you wonder, what's going on? Why did I wake up? Why did I wake up so alert? Amen. Oh, friend, it was just a few weeks ago in the middle of the night. Amen. I woke up and I thought, this feels good. I felt like I slept all night long. And I looked at my phone. It was only 1:26 in the morning. And I eased my way to the living room. And you know what I learned to do a long time ago? I said, yes, Lord. And oh, friend, the power of the Lord was there. You know what? I was so busy. I was so taking care of this, and I was fretting with this and working with this. Amen. God said, you know what? Amen. I'm going to wake him up and just love him. Amen. It was just probably about an hour, amen, of just intimate time with God. Amen. I sat back in that recliner. Amen. And pretty soon, amen, oh, God allowed me to go back to sleep, and the next morning when I awake, I mean, I had a charge in my heart, a power in my step. Amen. Something, hey, God had loved me and taken time for me. That's the God I serve. I want to tell somebody, God regards us. And there's something holy about it. It's not a hidden code, but it's a beautiful thing that God has. Amen. Oh, when God begins to extend, amen, and bridge to us his hand and touch us and loves us. Amen. But I want to just turn it around just a moment. Amen. What does it mean to God when I begin to think on him? What happens when I reverse it around? I love it. Amen. Whenever, amen, I open up a drawer in my house where my t-shirts are at, and I unfold one of them, and in the middle of it is a little love letter. My wife's not a letter writer, but when she does, it's like, oh, wow. I love it even when I find something from God, but I know God loves it when he finds something from us. When we begin to say, God, I just want to talk to you. Amen. Have you ever made an intentional choice to say, no. This is for me and God. This time is dedicated for a little talk with Jesus. This time is dedicated for worship. Amen. Oh, today when I got to the church, I said, you know what I'm going to do? Amen. On Sunday mornings, I come and I pray and I started getting everything together. Today, I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put on some favorite songs that I know that gets my motor running, and I start worshiping God. Now, some people could turn a song on, Brother Corbett, and listen to something. They could work, they could type, they could do accounting, they could do this. Not me. Amen. I'm in the office the other day, and I thought, well, I'm scanning receipts, and I thought, you know, I could turn on some music.
that don't work. Because pretty soon, I'm so lost and engrossed in the singing and the music that I forgot what I was doing. I know that I could get lost in worship when I turn the music on. So, amen, this morning I told the Lord, I'm going to take some time, just me and you, and we're going to have some church and some communion, amen, before service ever begin. I want to talk to somebody today. God loves it when you commune with him, when you love him and say, Jesus, this is for you today. I just come to honor you. I didn't come to ask one thing. I didn't come to knock on your door and beg of one thing. I just come to love you. I come to praise you. I come to give you my thoughts. I come to give you blessings. I come to honor you. Amen. Oh, the psalmist said, oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Oh, today I come to challenge somebody to have a little time with Jesus, to give the Lord that thought, to give the Lord that attention, to give the Lord that loving kindness and that praise. Don't do it because you're needing something. Do it because you're meaning. You're meaning something to the Lord. Whew, I feel Jesus today. Amen. When we begin to fear God, amen, and we begin to intentionally worship God, there's a posture of the heart, amen, when we start honoring God, that we started doing it with intentions, amen, instead of talking to God, okay, God, I need you to do something. No, God, I just want to praise you. I just want to love you. When your thoughts are on God, how amazing it is. We talk about it, giving God your attention. I want God to have my attention, but I want God to have my respect. I want God to have my love. Amen. Oh, friend, there's something about it when we start communing with God, when we get one-on-one with God, and when we initiate it, there's a power that starts happening. I challenge you. Amen. Oh, friend, I'm sharing with you a lot of things today that are personal. I love to have church in the shower. I start singing in the shower, and I start feeling the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. About 2 months ago, the power of the Lord started flowing. Amen. Oh, the water was flowing, but there was something flowing too. The power of God. I start worshiping God. Amen. The glory of God. But I needed that day. Amen. Oh, many times we have great needs, but we don't take time out to say, God, okay, this is for you today. I'm not worshiping for me, but I'm worshiping you. I'm giving you the praise. I'm giving you my thoughts. I'm giving you my honor. That's what worship is all about. The worshiper worships the Father in spirit and in truth. God seeks today some to worship him today in that way. And the results, a king don't share his plans with the crowd, but he does with those that are in his inner accord, his trusted counselors. In the same way, when you start taking time to get on the inside with God, in that secret place with God, God starts sharing some things. God starts giving you things. You know, reverence is not a distant thing. It's a doorway to getting closer to God. When we honor God, God will reveal to you what others cannot see about life. Oh, friend, I love it when the Lord lets me taste of things. And God says, hey, I got something for you today. And God looks and says, you've been needing something special. It's kind of like Sister Ricky, when you cook something and you want somebody to taste it. You just need to sample this. And so she looks at Diego and said, Diego, I need you to taste this. And she brings him a spoonful of it. Oh. And she'll say, you like that? And Diego says, yes. She says, here, let me get you a bowl full. And before that is ever served to anybody else, God, amen, is the same way. He says, let me fill you. Let me touch your appetite. Let me bless you. Amen. Oh, friend, I just want to challenge somebody. The scripture says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Somebody needs to get a taste of what the goodness of the Lord is all about. Somebody needs and put your attention in God. God is not, his back is not turned to you, but God is reaching to the worshiper. He's seeking somebody to get in line with him and worship him and love him and put your attention to him. There's something about it. Amen. I choose to dwell upon God.
Amen. I love Isaiah, the 26th chapter says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Whose mind is stayed on thee. Amen. There's something about it. Amen. God begins to help us. Amen. When we put our focus on him and the glory of God begins to work and the power of the Lord begins to minister. Amen. Oh, friend, you know what I dreamed the other night? Amen. I dreamed in this building. Amen. There's some faces that are right here. I dreamed that the power of the Holy Ghost was so strong that we had people in the aisle. Amen. Mama, you was one of them. Amen. You was one of them. Amen. And there was some others here I seen the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, people were dancing, but they wasn't doing the jig where everybody danced, but it was like in the sweetness of the Holy Ghost. People were just, amen, just turning in a circle. Some were just dancing. Amen. They weren't worried about who's watching. They weren't worried about the beat and the jive of the music, but they were with a partner, and that partner was that great God of heaven. I wonder when it was the last time when you felt the Holy Ghost set your feet to dance. And a dance may not be something quick. It may be something, a slow dance with God, something where you just, oh, you enjoy the glory of God. Oh, and you're not worried about being off key, off step. Amen. Oh, friend, but you have the hand and the heart of God all wrapped around you. You know what I told God? I'm ready for that to happen right here. Hallelujah. Stand with me in this place. Hallelujah. God's thoughts is upon us today. Hallelujah. What does God have to do to finally bridge to you and get you to think? All it takes is you respond to God. His thoughts has been on you. He's been there with you. Brother Daniel, I was looking at some stuff this week, and I can remember going to that hospital. I mean, he shouldn't be here today. But the great hand of God was there. Of all hospitals there, it's been certified that he could have went to. Sister Kara could have went the opposite way. But he went to the right hospital that performs what he needed. And that next day when that man was able to stand up, was able to walk. You may have been hugging a pillow, but you was hanging on to the arms of grace and mercy. You got something to rejoice about, brother. Amen. There's some of you in this place. Sammy Craig, you don't deserve to be alive today. Amen. You've been through enough, Sammy. Amen. Most people wouldn't have survived it, but God had mercy and grace on you, man. Amen. Today, you got a reason to worship God. Amen. You got a reason to thank him. You got a reason to get lost in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I spoke to these men and named them, but every one of you the same way. You don't belong here. Amen. But you're here because of the goodness of the Lord and the mercies of God. Amen. God just wants somebody to put their thoughts on him and to love him back. Amen. Right now is your chance. Hallelujah. Would you lift your heart? Amen. Come on. You don't have to wait for me to tell you what to do. Amen. God is already nudging somebody. Amen. To love him. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody to worship him. Somebody to get in step with him. Somebody to just let the hand of the Lord just lead you. Amen. Maybe you need to get out in the aisle. Amen. And unashamed, just start moving your feet and say, God, I'm here because of you. I just come to dance with you today. I come to love you. I come to worship you. I come to praise you, Jesus. My dance is not to a beat, but my dance is to the heart, amen, of a God that loves me and cared for me and honored me and blessed me. I don't deserve him, amen, but oh, his grace has bridged to me with love and mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's been a while. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Go ahead and love God. Start worshiping God. It's been a while since you've been touched and lifted by the power of the Holy Ghost. Go ahead and start worshiping God and watch what happens. Just tell him you love. You know what? You don't know what to do. Just start loving him, Jesus. You're amazing. You're wonderful. Hallelujah. 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 God. God's come to restore joy. He wants to put laughter back in your life. He wants to put laughter back in your worship. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Come on, let the Lord rebaptize you in the Holy Ghost. Come on, let God baptize you again with mercy and peace. Hallelujah. Strength and honor. Hallelujah. Let God renew you. Let Him renew your hope. Let Him renew your... Come on, I don't care how bad it's been. Your windshield may be all dirty today, but there's a cleansing tide. You can't see where you're going in life, but hang on. God knows where you're at, honey. God is here to bless you. Hallelujah. Scripture says, with joy shall you draw waters from the wells of salvation. Drink, somebody get a drink. Come on, get a drink from that well. Hallelujah, that life quickening well, that life giving well, that life healing well. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you lift your voice right now in love and worship to the Lord? Go ahead. It's your voice He wants to hear. Come on. It's your voice He wants to use. It's your worship He desires. Go ahead. Love Him. Hallelujah. Love Him, saint. Go ahead. Love Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. In God, there's power. There's peace. Hallelujah. Troubles vanish. Hearts are mended in the presence of Jehovah. Hallelujah. Let him diminish that in your life that has been rising up against you. Oh, hallelujah. That trouble that you've been tasting. Amen. Let the glory of the Holy Ghost give you victory over right now. Go ahead. Lift your voice, sister. Go ahead. Hallelujah. You've been wanting to obey the Holy Ghost and you don't know what to do. Just lift your voice, brother. Lift your voice. Jesus. Ooh, revida na maridia dia sia la la ya la ya la ya la 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 cara ra ba ya la ya la ya la ya prueba so maria ya ya. Come on, obey the Holy Ghost. Go ahead, obey the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The well's flowing. The joy well is flowing today for your heart, for your mind. You've been struggling in your mind with many things. The Holy Ghost is here to heal that. Oh, God, I love you. 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 Hallelujah. I got to obey the Holy Ghost again because there's somebody still letting regret some things in your past that you can't feel released from. Maybe you've been foolish. Maybe you did or said or whatever. Even it don't matter, but God is here today. And he's ready to release you from the spirit of regret and condemnation. Condemnation is a fooling agent, deceiving agent. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the Lord loves you. I want to tell somebody God loves you. His blood will wash away every regret, everything of the past, every guilt, everything you've done foolish. God's not a man that judges like a man that keeps it in their record. But God is God who washes it, removes it, and takes it as far as the east and from the west. He removes our transgressions from us. Right here today. Come on, let the Holy Ghost minister. Would you love God back? I'm telling you, God's ready. God's doing things. If you would just love him, you'd be amazed in just a moment, even how things would change. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, right now, I want you to lift your voice. Come on, saint of God. You've been washed. Amen. You've been filled. I want you to lift your voice. And there's somebody here that needs a touch from God. And I want you to help me pray by lifting your voice. There's somebody in a desperate case right now in their life. Amen. I need the church to lift their voice. Hallelujah. Come on, the love of God wants to fall. Hallelujah. Come on, saint of God. You've been there before. There's somebody in the midst of, oh God. Holy Ghost, have your way right here.